Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy.
The weepy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the memes. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no bullshits from nobodies. I actually expose the bullshit of the society and chop it up into easy to digest chunks for you. Today won't be any different. Today we're going to be talking about victimhood mentality. This is something that is constantly, as a person of color, as a colored person, as a Puerto Rican, as a person with some hue to his skin, is constantly thrown in my face. Something that, oh, why do you support Trump? But you're brown. Oh, but white supremacy. But you're white supremacy. Okay. And, you know, that people tend to, like, look at you weird when, like, I've never really experienced white supremacy. At least not in the way they mean. What they mean by white supremacy is by, like, someone that votes for the right saying, you're a goddamn speck, you're a nigger. That's never happened to me. That's only happened to people that I don't consider them on the right, like Christian identity faggots, these Christian identity motherfuckers that believe that they are the original 12 tribes of the 12 tribes of Judah, but they're a bunch of white guys and they figure, you know, since they're a bunch of do nothing motherfuckers, they got to make themselves feel important somehow. So they're, you know, bunch of small dick losers. But I don't even consider them on the right because they wouldn't agree with most of the positions on the right. I'm talking about American right, not left and right paradigm on the fascist communist line. No, I'm talking about American left and right. Just let's be clear. But the times that the white person has been racist has been someone from who voted Democrat, who figured, oh, well, since he's not a Democrat, I could be racist towards him and maybe he'll change his mind and become a Democrat. No, that's not how that works. You want to know how that works? You want to know what works? It's me cursing you the fuck out. That's what usually ends up happening. But in those cases, I really, if you really think about it, that's not white supremacy because according to their own definition, they're not stopping me from doing anything. Whatever words they say, whatever actions they do, has no fucking success it doesn't hinder me in any way. It doesn't stop me from working. It doesn't stop me from paying my bills. It doesn't stop me from doing anything. So I've come to the conclusion that white supremacy does not exist. That's why I say white supremacy doesn't exist. Prove that white supremacy exists. And the reason why I also bring this up is because there's this Marxist at my job who happens to be our shop steward. Ooh, I don't even know why. I think he just wanted to have a position of some type of perceived power. But really, all he does is just make up shit. Like, oh, our contract is going to expire and they're going to take away our... They're going to make us lose money. They're going to pay us less. Like, fucking alarmist. And this comparison before, how these people, they act like how the neocons acted after 9/11, like, oh, Osama bin Laden's poisoning our food, Al-Qaeda is going to attack our fucking supply of Beanie Babies, like, everything was white supremacy. It's fear-mongering. In keeping people in perpetual fear and keeping people under a perpetual state of victimhood. So anyways, let's get to this. In fact, what is victimhood mentality? The simplest explanation is this. Victimhood mentality is a state of mind leading people to live with a perpetual sense of external forces are wronging them. These forces can include life events, one's heritage, and other people. When folks don the identity of the victim, they go through life seeing the worst in every circumstance. They adopt the mindset that tells them that they cannot do anything to change their situation in life because a particular set of circumstances, either real or imagined, prevents them from fulfilling their desires or dreams. I mean, put in the fucking work. It's these people that you know, constantly don't want to do shit for themselves, that blame everyone else for their failures. Then they don't even try. They don't even put in any work. They don't want to change their situation. Me, I'm not getting paid enough at my job. You know what I'm doing? I went back to school. I am looking for another job. I am close to getting a new job, which will pay me considerably more. I'm just waiting to be called back, but I'm still looking for another job. The thing is, I don't feel like the white man is holding me back. But the funny thing is, when I've talked about growing up, and even still, I try not to carry this, but I see that same mentality. Because of their victim mentality, when it comes to black people that mostly have this victimhood mentality, they like to push their shit on other minority groups just to try to make themselves feel superior. And I've come up with, when I wrote an article on Medium called I Survived Black Supremacy, and where I talk about how I grew up with around racist black people that would fight the Hispanics, I got punched in the face because I spoke Spanish in Spanish class. You know, they would freaking gang up on me, steal my shit. But the thing is, if when I talk about it, I get accused of being racist for pointing out their obvious racism. And I'm still doing well with my life. I don't allow that to hinder me. Back to this article here. In the individual victimhood mentality engenders a sense of resentment and even hatred towards those seen as oppressors. It can prevent people from pursuing their goals because they believe they are already defeated. They are unable to achieve success not because of their own flaws or mistakes, but because these other more powerful party is out to get them. That is paranoia. And honestly, look, I think there's someone out to get me, not personally, but in general. And that group is called the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderberg Group, the New World Order. But they want to kill everyone, not just little old me. I don't even think they know my name. But I'm just a part of this group that must go. But do I think I'm a victim? No, because I'm pretty sure if all of us got smart, we could fight them. And you know what? I read the back of the Bible. We win in the end. True story. We win. So even still. But, it's just like this guy, the shop steward, he's always constantly talking about how the white people control the process of production, and there's a white supremacy. I straight up told him there's no such thing as white supremacy. White supremacy doesn't exist. Yes, it does. Prove to me where it exists. Oh, come on. That's not an answer. I need evidence that white supremacy exists. And don't give me I'm talking about now. I'm talking about in 2019, where are the white supremacists? Where is their white supremacy? Show me. Show me if you want me to hate them. Show me where white supremacy is. So, like, you gotta show me. Like, because I'm not gonna fucking stick around and be like, oh, the white people are gonna get me. Oh my God, I can't do nothing with my life because the white man is coming. The white man is preventing me. Shut the fuck up. Suck it up and power through. Like, honestly, if I thought that way, I probably wouldn't be a Trump supporter. Because I would be like, it'd be dangerous to have those ideas. Certain things I wouldn't do because it's dangerous. It really comes to the point where, look, and I've been bullied. And it comes to the point where it's like, all right, am I going to be a fucking victim forever? Or I'm going to turn around and fight and punch this motherfucker in the face? And I'm at the point in my life where I'm like, I'm going to punch this motherfucker in the face and keep punching him until he can't come back again. But these motherfuckers are constantly like, oh, they're after me. Oh, we're going to cry about it. Get punched in the face so that way we can cry about it some more. It's almost like they crave when a black person gets shot by the cops. They crave it. They like, it's almost like a celebration to them. Like, oh, yay. Maybe they'll give us our reparations. Yay. Another dude got shot. Yay, another white person called the cops on the black person unnecessarily. Wee, racism. Yay, shish boom ba, racism. Wee. Like, that's what I see. It's like, fucking get over yourselves. 100% of you living today has never been forced to fucking pick cotton on a fucking plantation. Suck a dick. Cut the shit. Because the same way, if I was to come and say, hey, you know, when I was like 14, 15, fucking black kids used to fucking jump me and kick my ass and act like they did. Get over it. You know what? Get over slavery because you never went through slavery. Hey, you didn't want to go to jail? You shouldn't have been selling drugs. Simple as that. I've never had a problem with the police ever. I've never had a negative, literally negative interaction with the NYPD. Never, ever, ever. Never been stopped in Frisco when that was going on. Ain't that shit amazing? I was out there just the same. Never stopped. There was even a time in wintertime. I'm wearing a fucking ski mask. Cops didn't fucking stop me. And I looked directly at them. They did not stop me. Why was that? I'm a victim. Like, you get me fucking sick. You're not, and the thing is, you're not even coming out. Like, these fucking people don't even come out with any type of solutions. They just want to fucking scream and cry about it. Impeach and remove. Impeach and remove. Impeach and remove. For what? What alternative do you have? What are your ideas? What do you have? How are you going to execute them? How is it not going to screw everyone else over? How are you going to pay for it? No, you got nothing. I'm a victim. That's why I need free healthcare. I'm a victim. That's why I need you to pay for my abortion. I'm a victim. You know what? Fucking get over yourselves. And honestly, thinking back, I was like always sick of the whole victim mentality. In fact, I like back when I first started this show, I made like a little joke PSA.
Were you raped and were you having these symptoms? Depression, fear, anxiety, untrusting of men? There is a way to make you feel better. Get over it! There are men who will take no for an answer. A message from the Ass Council.
Holy shit!
Yeah. Fucking get over it. Get over it! It was traumatic. All men are pigs. I didn't rape you. I'm not saying, you know, cut the shit. There's a certain point where it's like, you know what? Enough's enough. Okay, you were raped. I'm sorry. Move on. There's nothing we can do. I'm not going to change my fucking entire existence to make you feel better. Sorry. Sorry, that's not going to work. That's just that's life. I'm sorry, that's life. No one really gives a fucking crap. It's like, oh, wow, you got stabbed? All right, okay, well, 5 years later, I got stabbed. Shut the fuck up about getting stabbed already. Enough with the stabbing. Like, shut up. You're not a victim anymore. Get over it. No one got time for you to be crying about the bullshit. You got to suck it up and power through. Victimhood has now become a protected class in our society. A trend fed by well-intended but potentially harmful therapists, activists, and daytime talk shows. Some college students are demanding trigger warnings in syllabi and some universities. Trigger warnings are a concept which began in internet discussions where a poster might write trigger warning rape at the beginning of a discussion, so individuals who might be triggered to re-experience their traumatic history could then avoid that discussion. I'm sorry, when does that heal? How will you get your power back? Because there has to come a time where it's like, I can't let this become my identity. But no, you want to have that pain. You want to continue that pain. You don't want to heal. You don't want to get real with yourself. You don't want to get real and heal. You don't want to move past it. You don't want to grow from it. No, nothing. You want to stay there. You want to be a victim so that way you don't have to work. You don't have to work at it because it's easy. It's easy to make other people walk on fucking eggshells. I'm sorry. Like, look, I grew up the fat kid. My teachers, back in the 90s in elementary school, if you don't want to be called fat, stop being fat. You're not going to change how other people look at you. You're not going to change other people's attitudes. You can only change yourself. Okay, you were raped. These other people didn't rape you. We don't have to walk on fucking eggshells for you. We don't really have to show you compassion whatsoever. Suck it up and power through. If you can't handle it, oh well. But you're not going to fucking use it to bully others. You're not going to use your victimhood to bully others, because that's what's really what's happening. People use their victimhood or their perceived victimhood. I'm black. I'm automatically a victim. Like how white people are automatically racist. Fucking retarded. I need a trigger warning. Why? Like this fucking stupid white bitch fucking who got herself stabbed up because she's trying to buy drugs. Whoops. Fucking stupid ass hipsters come to New York and they go, the first thing they do is they look at a brown person. Hey, you know I could buy weed? You fucking assholes. I got stabbed. Oh, she's a victim. Shut the fuck up. The fuck were you doing at that hour of the night? Shit, there's some places in New York at once the lights go out, I don't even go. I'm like, nah. Where is it? East New York? Nah, fuck it. Hell no. Hell no. Fucking practice self-defense, you stupid hoe. And then you got this stupid black bitch fucking... like she freaking staged her own kidnapping, fucking weirdo. Had everyone fucking worried. Everyone was saying, oh, they better kill these motherfuckers there. And it turns out she wasn't even a victim. But I'm pretty sure she's gonna try to make herself a victim so that way she could get herself less in trouble. No, throw the book at her. In fact, ruin her fucking life. Make sure she can never find the job ever again. Make her famous. Give her what she wants. Make her famous. Make her famous for being a stupid bitch. She'll never find a college. Because she wanted to go out with her little fast ass. Tired of this shit. I'm a victim. Anyways, critics of our culture of victimhood are often attacked as an abuser themselves, perpetuating a culture of harm and assault. Frequently, the response of that embattled critic is to assert that they are a victim as well. Men criticized as sexist for challenging the radical feminism defend themselves as victims of reverse sexism. People criticized as being unsympathetic proclaim their own history of victimization. In courts, during sentencing, it is common even to de rigueur for felons to proclaim that their history of victimization contributed to their harmful illegal actions. In other culture of victimhood, victims can be excused for victimizing others, taking away the rights, freedoms, and autonomy of others in service to their victimization. Honestly, and they go and talk about MGTOW, because I was considering myself a MGTOW because of shit that, you know, because of bad dates. And, you know, I just had to really be real with myself, and I've been real on this podcast. Okay, I got to make more money. I got to lose weight. I got to do a whole bunch of shit. I need to improve myself so that way I can find a better class of woman. Simple as that. Not be a victim, fucking work through my issues, and improve myself. Simple as that. That's all, like, honestly. I'm a victim because no girl wants to date me. I'm a fat, broke piece of shit. No girl likes me. Fucking then get a job. Hop on the treadmill. Shut up. Get over it. Get over your pain. Shut up. No one cares. No one gives a shit. And honestly, we should all stop giving a shit. Like, really, as a collective. Oh, I was raped. Okay. And? Is he in jail? No? You don't feel like going to the cops? Okay. Well, then there's nothing I can do. I can't help you. I got shit to do. You know, I'm sorry, BS cold is like that, but you know what? That's going to help more people than oh my God, let me get a hug. Let me give you a hug. I'm so sorry this happened to you. Let's cry about it. No. No. Either you take fucking action and do something about this or get the fuck out my face. Because no one wants to hear this shit. It really, that's what it really comes down to. In fact, hold on, let me call, let's call Gabe Brown. What can Gabe Brown do for you? Let me see if he's willing to talk. Because I told him he asked him if he wanted to come on. Where is it? Where is he? Looking for the number. Wow, it's been a while since I called him. That wasn't, hasn't it? Okay. Mm-hmm. Scrolling. I am really scrolling. Scroll hide. Okay, well, fuck it. New conversation. There you go. I'm going to call Gabriel Brown right now. And let's get his take on the victimhood situation. Mm-hmm. Calling. I am calling Gabe. Oh, fucking Gabe, pick up.
You have re-
All right, he's not. Okay. So. But anyways, critics. Okay. But why are people claiming to be victims? With all of the attention on this issue, why are we surprised when people are exaggerating, using, or downright lying about victimization? Of course, when we attach benefits to identification as a victim, we will hear more victims, both real and exaggerated. Yeah, look at the whole Me Too movement. All those women coming out the woodwork after 40 years, like, fucking bitch, come on. 30 years, and it turns out most of the women that allegedly accused Kavanaugh, A, no one spoke to them. They never accused them. They didn't even know, they don't know who Kavanaugh was. Never met him. Or they just recanted. They're like, no, that never happened. So they weren't victims. They were just trying to help out a political situation. Like, oh, that's nice. That's nice. But let's just lie. Because, yay, they're benefits. You give them benefits. No. You want to stop this shit? Stop giving them fucking attention. But no, hey, there's money in it. Let's tear another person down. Let's tear a non-perpetrator down. Perpetual victims seem unable to take responsibility for their actions, preferring to blame others. If they become depressed, it is because of someone or something else. If they fail to accomplish a practical goal, they blame the obstacles in their way. Victims do not look inward and unlikely to work to improve themselves, as they believe that the world will continuously subvert their efforts. Put simply, they never acknowledge what they may have done to contribute to their circumstances. Yeah, like, why are you walking through a fucking desolate park at night, you stupid bitch? Why the fuck were you approaching 13-year-old black boys for weed, you stupid bitch? you accuse my daughter of being, you're blaming the victim? Okay, no. She shouldn't have gotten stabbed, but at the same time, she shouldn't have been trying to buy weed. Like, yeah, it's decriminalized in New York, but it's still illegal to purchase. That's why you legalize it. When you legalize, you bring it to a dispensary. You buy it at a dispensary. Safe. Safe transactions. But until that day, you know, you're playing Russian roulette with your life. Stupid asses. So, an example would be the disturbing crime rate in urban cities. Many of the left point to the racism and bigotry as the reasons. Are there outside forces that contribute to the high crime rates? Sure, but progressive policies do more to increase crime than actual bigotry. The reality is that the people living in these city areas are the only ones that can address the problems in their environments. To the person with the victimhood mentality, every negative situation is an utter disaster. The individuals tend to exaggerate their problems when it comes to culture and politics. Members of the group that have been historically disaffected tend to take individual incidents and portray them as widespread epidemics. If the white police officer unjustly shoots an unarmed black man, left-wing groups like Black Lives Matter and the establishment media will make it seem as if these types of incidents are happening to black people all across the country every day. Of course, the statistics do not support this supposition, but the victimhood culture is not about facts. Exactly. Fuck their feelings. Fuck their feelings. What I do is you take their victimhood and you smash it in front of them. Be like, so fucking what? In fact, you know what I personally do, and I love doing it. Oh, I'm black. You know, I'm being held back because I'm black. No, you're not. There's no white supremacy. That's not white supremacy. Just totally deny it. Deny their victimhood. Deny it. Deny it to their face. Force them, like, you force them, you make them look silly by forcing them to have to fight their, have to justify their victimhood. They're like, oh, no, I'm a victim. Like, please, just deny it. Like how left-wingers, you give them facts, like, oh, that's not what it is. They deny your facts, you deny their feelings. Oh, that'll piss them off. And the moment they try to throw a punch, oh my God, I'm a victim, you're going to hit me. And then defend yourself, because, you know, they're pretty much pussy and you can take them out. So, anyways, I'm going to take a quick breaky break, because I need to wet my whistle, because I'm thirsty. So, I'm going to play a song. This is by what should I play? Section 8 Cartel with their song Lies in Agony. We'll be right back. That was Section 8 Cartel with their song Lies and Agony on the Crotch Shot Radio Show. In fact, let me play this skit again. So, to like really drive home.
Are there white people moving into your neighborhood, coming dressed in their vintage clothing, looking just goddamn ridiculous? And are they moving in and driving up the rent and making it very expensive to live in a neighborhood that used to be very affordable? Well, here's a solution. Straight from the factory, Glocks and knives. May the race wars begin. A message from the Crotch Shot Radio Show and the Ass Council. Hey guys, are you tired of dating complete cunts and bitches that just won't put out? I mean, come on. You spend all this money on movies, dinner. Hell, gas is expensive. Don't you think you deserve at least a blowjob? And maybe a girl that isn't a complete bitch and not on the rag? Well, here's a solution for you. The Cunt Alarm allows you to detect bitchy attitudes within females. And it also has a sensor to see if they're on the rag. So that way there's no excuse. When the detector detects that the woman is in a bitchy foul mood or has her period, the alarm goes off.
Cunt! 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 Cunt!
This will thus signal that you should get the fuck out of Dodge and perhaps buy yourself a hooker. Hell, hookers are cheaper than a date anyways. Get your cunt alarm today.
I know Christmas is months away, but have you started thinking on how you're going to decorate your Christmas tree? Sure, we all have. But do you really want to go with the old, tired star on top of the Christmas tree? Each fetus is made from 100% natural aborted baby fetus from the hoods of New York City. Yes, these are minorities, which will match your multicultural trees. They all come with a rope wrapped around their necks for easy hanging. Just because these fetuses were denied life doesn't mean you should deny having a beautiful tree. Each fetus costs $19.95 plus shipping and handling.
Holy shit!
Alrighty, welcome back. Breaking news! They're going to have people fucking celebrating, but hey, it doesn't mean nothing. First of all, the House of Representatives just gave Trump the 2020 election. I mean, House of Representatives impeaches President Trump for abuse of power. The President of the United States has been impeached over the abuse of power, obstruction of Congress. The House of Representatives vote for the impeachment of Donald Trump for two articles of impeachment. Although Senate can still upturn the impeachment of Donald Trump, the House voted along with the power line because the Democrat had the majority for the House of Representatives. The impeachment was successful. All the eyes will be focused on the Senate in January, when they will debate the same two articles of impeachment. My State News monitors the voting patterns on CNN. Democrats charge Trump abused his office by pressuring Ukraine to investigate his political rivals ahead of the 2020 election while withholding a White House meeting and $400 million in U.S. security aid from, I don't know that Ukrainian word. And they say that Trump then obstructed the investigation into. It ain't gonna go nowhere. Ooh, you got him impeached in the House. Okay. Thanks for wasting taxpayer money, you faggots. Ugh. Double down. Now, this is where, this is where the battle begins. In fact, the battle already began. Fight. Call your senators. Tell them no impeachment. No removal of the president. Hold their asses to fire. In fact, you know what? start going up in these motherfuckers' faces. We are not victims. We are not victims. Fight. You get up, you start yelling at them. They work for us. We don't want this. If you don't want this, call them, start yelling at them. If they're fucking up, yell at them. Curse them out. Get in their face. Don't get violent, but get in their fucking faces and yell at them. Tell them they're doing a fucking bad idea. And if enough people start doing it, like, oh shit, people are really getting pissed off. Maybe I shouldn't do that shit. And if they still are, vote them out. Vote them out. Remember this. Stop being victims. It's time to go to war. It's time to go to war. It's time we start taking this shit to the mattresses. Because they're trying to steal our fucking president. They're trying to steal our fucking vote. And sticking our heads in the sand ain't gonna do shit. It's not. You got these motherfuckers out here. Hey. The left has used this mindset to manipulate groups of Americans into supporting Democratic politicians, but that's not all. They convince racial minorities, members of the LGBTQ+ community, that anyone who does not support the Democratic Party is a bigot and part of the system that constantly oppresses them instead of promoting the idea that people can achieve the success they desire. They encourage folks to embrace a victimhood identity that prevents them from moving forward. But we must persuade them to reject victimhood and embrace victory. Embrace victory, embrace liberty. You are slaves. Victimhood is slavery. Break free. You are not victims. You are free. You are stronger than you ever know. Being a Latino that is fat and a male myself, it would be very easy for me to fall into different types of victimhood. Also, I can choose to allow myself to be beaten down by constant attacks on my political beliefs. However, I choose to live life on my own terms and never apologize for who I am, and will just do as my president does and double down and never back down. I challenge their victimhood, even make fun of it to their stupid faces. If they want to be victims, let's make them earn it. Throw it back in their faces. I'm a victim. Really? No, you're not. Prove it. That's not what that is. No, maybe you're just an asshole. You know, you're not working hard enough. Could that be it? Can't tell me. Tell me you really a victim. Show me how you're a victim. I'm a woman. Really? How much time are you putting in that work? Oh, not enough? Okay. Yeah, but okay. You're not putting in enough time. You're not putting just as enough time than a man, and you want more money. You're not making yourself valuable to the job, but you want more money. You want to get paid the same as a man, but you don't put in enough time. Right. Do I look like an asshole to you? Just. Like, I don't fucking get it. I don't fucking get it. I don't fucking understand it. It just comes down to it being so fucking annoying. It really just comes down to it being fucking annoying. Anyways, I'm gonna play another song, and I'm gonna close it out. I'm gonna close out the show. This is another. Should I do this? Yeah, let me Reality Addiction. I'm gonna do Reality Addiction, and This song is called Something Like That. That was Reality Addiction with their song Something Like That in the Crotch Out Radio Show. Victimhood mentality is just pure laziness. And it's a choice. It is a choice whether you're going to allow past traumas to dominate your life and to try to use that as a fucking crutch or as an excuse not to put in work. And if you choose to allow your past traumas or your perceived victimhood status because you have these sick people out here that make up their own, oh, I am a Sacagawean, or I am a pedosexual, or I'm a demisexual. I'm a victim because no one wants to accept me. No one knows who the fuck you are. And we don't have to. We don't have to accept you. We just have to tolerate it. We don't have to like it. You're not a victim. You're not. And even if you were, fucking get over it, because no one really gives a shit. The trick is living life on your own terms. Living life unapologetically, not apologizing for who you are. Sucking it up and powering through. If it's something that you want to do, then you do it. As long as you're not hurting anybody, who gives a shit? I am out here with a red MAGA hat in New York City because fuck everybody else. Fuck everyone's bigotry. Fuck everyone's fucking preconceived notions. Fuck them. I am tired of it. And I will not hide. I will not be a victim. No. Sorry. And if I get punched in the face, I'm still not a victim. I will fight back. That's it. There comes a time where you have to freaking draw your line in the sand. No, I will not fucking bow. No, I will not concede. No, there is no coming to a concession. There is no compromise. No, 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 no. It's not going to happen. You cannot tell me what to do. You do not control me. You do not own me. That's how you have to live your life. You have to be so fucking cocksure of yourself. And it's like you look at them, you look at your bullies and say, fuck you. You look at them and you fucking pendejo. You ain't telling me shit. And you have to mean it. Oh, you're a bigot. No, you're a fucking racist. Who the fuck are you to tell me what to do? Who the fuck are you to try to shame me? Do you fucking buy my clothes? Do you feed me? Do you clothe me? No. I fucking go out there and bust my ass to work. I don't fucking steal money out your wallet. Fuck you. I don't owe you shit. I don't owe you a fuck damn thing. You don't owe me anything. Shut your fucking mouth. I am not going to allow you to bully me. I am not going to be your victim. I am going to live my life. I am going to have my own beliefs that I want to fucking have. And no amount of crying, no amount of whining is going to fucking stop me. No amount of you threatening me with violence is going to stop me. In fact, the more violence you perpetuate against me, the more I will double down. The more you will push me to go further into my beliefs and dig deeper and become a bigger, make sure I'm a real threat. You are not, there is nothing, you are not gods to tell me how to live my life. That is the attitude you need to have. You need to look, go in there on your own terms. No one could tell you what to do. You don't give no one your power. Unless they're God. Otherwise, you question the fuck out of them. And you challenge their beliefs. Because, oh, that's what I do. I challenge everyone's beliefs. I always have a fucking angle. Oh, but what about this? Bam, 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 bam. I wear them out. You wear them out. And honestly, don't be opposed to cursing somebody out flat out and just tell them to go fuck themselves and really just get really offensive. And they just, whoa, what? They don't expect a frontal attack. They never expect a frontal attack. And I'm talking about verbally, a verbal frontal attack. They never expect it. they expect you to like shrink back and try to like, oh, try to compromise. No, no more compromise. The compromising was back in 2016. 2019 to 2020, no, we fucking dominate this shit. You get either get on or get the fuck out the way. Anyways, I'd like to thank everyone for listening to today's show. Please spread the word about the Crotch Out Radio Show. Please tell your friends, your family, your sisters, your nephews, your nieces, everyone, to listen to the Crotch Out Radio Show. And please help support the show by listening to the ads. I'm gonna play an ad after the show. Please help by go to tinyurl.com/LouisB. That's my Amazon link. If you're gonna shop at Amazon, use my link anyways. It doesn't add to the price. The prices stay the same. You could get anything you want, and I just get credit for the sale. That's tinyurl.com/LouisB. Please help out the show by doing that. And as always, from my house to your house, mahalo.
And that's the end of my show, donk.
Help the Crotch Out Radio Show grow and thrive by doing something you already do. Shop on Amazon. Amazon always has great deals for whatever you are looking for. From survivalist and riot gear to Beanie Babies. Next time you're going to shop at Amazon, use my link. The prices stay the same, but I get credit for the sale. Just go to tinyurl.com/LouisB and just shop normally, knowing that you're helping support the Crotch Out Radio Show. That's tinyurl.com/LouisB.